Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We're back into hour number two. Wide open phones at 1-800-259-9231. I covered this in some detail yesterday, but I want to get back into it. A great article put together. It's the 10 false flags that changed the world. I want to walk through those. Also, out of the Dallas Morning News, the San Antonio Express News, the Austin American Statesman, everybody, every major Texas paper, many national papers reported on it, but the best article I've seen was out of the London Telegraph. Texans fear U.S. sovereignty will disappear down Superhighway. Our little rally, our little shindig, it was in the London Telegraph. So we'll go over that. Big rally on Friday. I want to thank all of you for coming out. That was a big success. More on the Building 7 controversy. I mentioned this Friday, but the program did air Sunday. And our analysis was correct that we broke last Thursday. Former FBI deputy director calls for new OKC bombing investigation. Danny Colson. I mean, think about that. Now admitting there's a cover-up saying government agencies could be involved. Think how big that is after all these years. It's coming out. But you could probably have 20 FBI agents come out and say it, and the average person wouldn't hear about it, and they'll just say, that's a lie. Al-Qaeda did it. They're with Al-Qaeda. I won't give up all my rights to the government, so they'll take care of me. Let's go ahead and talk to John in Pennsylvania. You're on the air. Go ahead.
Hello?
Yes.
Yes. I just learned about this whole, thing about maybe a year ago it all started to open up to me, but I'm like 57 years old, okay? And and I became a Christian in 1973. And I was told the first thing to do was to pray for your government. And, and when you pray, you believe.
Yeah, that's Romans 13. Pray to your government. Worship it. Have a golden George Bush whose belly you rub and kiss.
Well, I prayed for it, not to it, okay? And anyway, so...
I know, I'm just being a smart butt. I'm sorry.
Okay.
No,
yeah.
I mean, not even at you. I'm just being stupid here.
Okay, yeah. But anyway...
Frankly, my sinus feels like... It's got about 100 pounds of air pressure in it, so.
Okay. But anyway, so you think that your government's pretty much doing everything above board because, when I grew up in a good family, I had good parents and, went to church and things like that, and you think, well, your government's doing everything. There's some corruption up there, but you think your government's doing everything above board, okay? And then you learn about 9/11, and that became a can opener to me. And then it started opening all these things like the USS Liberty and the I think the USS Liberty was like a slap in the face. And then Vietnam, that was all. And I said, wow, but. What was I doing wrong? Was I praying for my God? How do you pray for such people, such wicked people? How do you, when you pray for your government, and do you pray that the Lord would bring them down? Do you pray that they'd be saved? Do you pray that God would bless them and make them more stronger?
Well, this is a really important question. Number one, we've had quite a few pastors on to discuss this. Romans 13 is taken out of context. And after the break, and I appreciate your call, John, good to hear from you, I'll try to comment on your question. This is a news program, but this is important to understand the mindset of the majority of the American people and to try to answer his question. Should you pray for your government? We'll be right back.
Here at after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodine. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
The disciples asked Jesus in Matthew 24, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, disease, and earthquakes in many places." We are living in this time of Earth's history. Many people are trying to understand the climactic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. 2 Peter says, "We have a more sure word of prophecy, and you do well if you take heed. But first know this, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation." The Bible says, "We'd like you to receive this new offer, Packet B, The Unholy Alliance." These materials document the global leaders, political and religious, behind the scenes. You will receive information regarding America and prophecy, tyrants and wars, the New World Order, and much more. As always, these materials are shipped to you at no charge. Please call 1-888-211-1715. That's 1-888-211-1715. And ask for Packet B.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right. Kevin, Scott, James, Waldo, many others, your calls are coming up here in just a few minutes. Let me try to answer John in Pennsylvania's question. He said he woke up to the whole New World Order system about a year ago. And when you wake up, that just means that you open your eyes up and are, I guess, ready to at least look at alternative information, and then you'll find that the New World Order crowd brags about how we're all a bunch of slaves and brags about how they're going to enslave all of us and brags about their world government. And he said, you know, we were taught in church, pray for the government, pray for the leaders, Romans 13, do what the leaders say, they're set above you by God. So Jesus was supposed to do what Herod the governor said, or Herod the Jewish king said, or what Pontius Pilate, the governor, the judge, said. Jesus was supposed to do what the Pharisees said. They were the religious government. Jesus wasn't supposed to go in and beat the people at the temple and the money changers. Christ went into the church, where you had a bunch of money-grubbing, fat-bellied preachers, you know, these people in the $3,000 suits driving the $80,000, car, name it and claim it, God's your meal ticket, God's your big bonanza. Man, if you get right with God, you're never going to have another problem in your life. All I see people who stand up for what's right in the Bible is real adversity, at least at first. Then if you go through that, you're blessed afterwards. And sometimes it's like Job. You know, you're a man perfect in God's sight. Wow, that's I'm certainly not anywhere near that. I'm a dirty rag, I guess, compared to somebody like Job. But still, the old devil came up and said, let me test him out. You know, I think he'd turn against you if you let me put him through some paces. And his family died. Everything was horrible. He's sitting there with pus tools all over his body under a tree and just as thankful to God as ever. And then Job got it all back times 10. But almost all, 11 of the 12 disciples were killed by government for not following orders? And then they take Romans 13 out of context. You know, they're trying to set Christ up. And he says, render the things that are Caesar's unto Caesar and things unto the Lord of the Lord's. And what God's really saying is, this petty currency, these things of the world, this junk, this belongs to... They were trying to kill him, folks. I mean, over and over again, they're trying to trick him. You know, say you are God. Well, he wasn't ready for him to kill him yet, so he wouldn't say that earlier. I mean, there's just so many examples of this. And the whole Bible, New Testament and Old, is about standing up against corruption, standing up against tyranny, going before the king, not doing what the king says, being put in the fiery furnace, being put in the lion's den, being going into captivity, prophets rebuking Israel and the corruption of its government and leaders. Not the church today. They say you are to worship Israel where preaching the gospel is outlawed. You are to worship the government of Israel that is secular and socialistic. You are to worship the U.S. government. You are, and I mean, sir, I'm not saying you worship George Bush, but I know Christians who got pictures of him in their houses, and they do worship him. And I've heard them on Christian radio, they don't do it as much now, but the last few years, saying he is a prophet, he is anointed. I mean, I told you about that weird thing I heard on... KXIL, not KCXL, not Kansas City great affiliate we've got, KIXL. Every time I plug this, people mishear. It's an Austin station. And it's since changed formats and gone, I think, all Catholic. But listening to that thing, I mean, it was about 2 months after 9/11, and they went on, and it was like a two-minute thing going, he's our leader. He's the one that protects us. He's the one that cares. And they would read them Bible passages, and then it would be George Bush speaking, and would go, he's a loving father. He's there when you need him to stand up against the devil. I wish I had a tape of that. It was the worst thing I've ever heard, bar none. Nothing has been this over the top. And I'm thinking, they're saying George Bush is Jesus, and at the end of it they go, he's our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But the piece that was airing on a national show was government psyop. I've never heard anything more out of control. And the churches, of course, number one best-selling book, selling what in some areas more than the Bible, is the Left Behind series, Tim LaHaye. About how, you know, people are going to get left behind, everybody else is going to get raptured. Hey, man, you don't have to fight evil because we're about to be pulled out of here on a golden escalator, a golden ejection seat. Ropes are going to get dangled down and jerk us up out of it. And Africans in Rwanda thought that in the 90s. Serbs thought that when the Arabs were overrunning them. And, of course, our government was fighting for the Arabs then, as they always do. The globalists run the Arabs, folks. It's not like, let's attack the Arabs and they'll get us. What a joke. Of course, I shouldn't say Arabs, Muslims in that case. It's just such a complex issue. But they tell you, lay down the government, and I've seen these church ladies walk up and go, Mr. Jones, why are you so worried? Why are you upset? You know how they do. If the worst things get them, that means Jesus is coming real soon. And I go, are you warning anybody? Are you telling them not to take the chip? Are you telling them about biometrics? And their answer is, well, you know, if they're led to the Lord, I'll talk to them. I mean, you should be beating down people's doors. Even if you're secular, you should be warning people about the cashless society control grip. All right, I said I'd get to your calls. It's just the seminaries have been taken over for over 100 years. From the Baptist to the Catholic to the, it doesn't matter. They pretty much put out the same thing. It's about acting cool, the preacher acting like a strutting leader, the preacher getting up in front of the crowd and acting real smart and impressing everyone and telling people what they want to hear. Because Americans don't want to hear they need to go out and stand up against corruption. I mean, if you believe the modern churches, our founding fathers were bad. Because they were led by the Black Brigade, the pastors, the preachers, the priest. It was, you know, the pastors in their pulpits with their muskets saying, let's go to war. And it was the same thing in 1215 with the Magna Carta. And it's been the same thing over and over and over again. And if you don't know that, you're completely blind to history. All right, let's go ahead and go to Kevin in Boston. Kevin, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Thanks for letting me on the show, Alex. You know, I think what I called in for ties in with what you opened the show with, talking about how the BBC reporting earlier was kind of like JFK, and how, you know, that evidence was out there, and it wasn't until, you know, it gets put out on the mainstream. They control the media. People don't get to see the evidence that's there, and that's what you provide as a channel. And I think I've got something hot that should go viral, too. There's a picture, I call it the picture. You can see it on the cover of a book called Barry and the Boys by Daniel Hopsicker. He's got a website, www.madcowprod.com for Mad Cow Productions. It's Barry and the Boys, the CIA, the Mob, and America's Secret History. And on the cover of that book is a photo from 10 months before the assassination with Bush's CIA director, Porter Goss, who was deposed because everyone was fleeing the CIA in disgust with him, sitting next to Barry Seal, the pilot who flew all the drugs into Mena, Arkansas, the pilot who flew he actually flew the...
I've seen that photo. In fact, I believe that photo is also in Terry Reid's Clinton Bush cover-up, Clinton Bush and the CIA.
What this photo, the reason it's so a single shot could be so important is these people are still in power today, naming Porter Goss to be the CIA director. What a joke. This was Operation 40 CIA hit team going around, and it ties in all the presidencies from our current Bushes to the prior Bushes, Reagan under the MENA, Arkansas. Barry Seal was involved. I mean, not the Iran-Contra drugs, the Iran-Contra arms for drugs scandal. Right up through today, this ties right in with Oswald and the JFK assassination. It just shows that it proves exactly what you've been saying, that both parties have been in control for a while by a super elite behind the scenes.
Yeah, thanks for the call. I appreciate that. Those fine points you made. For the average person to be able to admit to themselves that the majority of the government is corrupt, that is, in positions of power, they're corrupt. I mean, the dog catcher may not be corrupt, and the cop on the beat's probably not corrupt, but the entire echelon of the FBI leadership is as crooked as a barrel of snakes. And think about it. They are in a law enforcement position where even those above them, if they're not corrupt, don't want it to come out because it'll be too embarrassing. That's why they shut these investigations down. And so the corruption then just breeds and breeds and breeds. And over time, the bad guys move up the chain of command into the power positions. And then they bring in their own people. And from that point on, you have got tyranny. That's what tyranny is. It's when criminals get in control of government. Now, I'd like to believe the FBI just became corrupt in the last 10 years. Unfortunately, folks, they were founded to be corrupt. They've always been corrupt. And you've got a gullible public that just can't understand that. And that's why this country's going down. I mean, they bring in the heroin, the cocaine, just every type of crime you can imagine. Murder for hire. They run the mob. They just run everything. It's a private hit team for the banks. We'll be right back.
Our terrorist cells are prime terror targets located near you. Where are military bases and hazardous waste sites located? How do you find the best area for solar, average rainfall, fish contamination advisories, and major transportation routes? In the new interactive CD book, Prudent Places USA, you will find the information you want with over 50 interactive parameters that you control. Find everything from housing prices and taxes to brewing environmental catastrophes. Locate billion-dollar disaster-prone areas, the safest cities, ideal solar locations, and much, much more. Complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on each of the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., including 550 high-resolution, full-color maps and full-color photographs, as well as detailed information and analysis that you need. Get this hard-to-find information by ordering Prudent Places USA now for only $29 plus shipping and handling by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438 or order on the web at berkeywater.com.
Ted Anderson from Midas. March 5th, 2007, gold 636, 20-ounce gold coins are at 674.42, 329.46 for half, 164.78 for quarter ounce. That's 674.42, 329.46, 164.78. On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
David J. Smith for Newswatch Magazine. Did you know that President Kennedy signed into law State Department Publication 7277 entitled The United States Program for Complete and General Disarmament in a Peaceful World? This would disarm America and turn all of our armed forces over to the United Nations organization. Citizens would be required to turn in their guns guaranteed to them by the Second Amendment. The head of the United Nations forces that would control all arms would always be a communist by agreement. We'd like to help you understand how these things are coming to pass by offering you an absolutely free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine. Just call our toll-free number, 1-800-516-8736. That's 1-800-516-8736. Call now. Operators are standing by to receive your call for a free one-year subscription to Newswatch Magazine.
Times are tough right now, but there are a lot of different ways to get ourselves out of this mess. Providing for our own food, water, and power are a good start. As you may have heard by now, Ken Solar has been configuring alternative energy packages for over a decade. One of Ken's most popular items right now is the new solar-powered generator. For a lot less than you'd expect, this portable system can chop up nearly a third of your electric bill. Getting yourself onto solar power is one of the most liberating things you can do for yourself and your family. The solar-powered generator will run your lights, fan, electric blanket, your refrigerator, and a whole slew of household items. Visit Ken's website at kensolar.com for free downloads, free videos and how-tos, and of course, the new solar-powered generator. Enter the GCN coupon code during your order and save an additional 10%. Get a solar-powered generator now from kensolar.com. That's kensolar.com.
Welcome back.
I hurt myself.
Before I go back to your calls, I wanted to play just one clip. This is Hillary in Kentucky, and this is something Clinton and Hillary would always do. When she's in New York, it's a New York accent. When she's in Chicago, it's a Chicago accent. When she's in California, it's the Californian Valley Girl accent. Here she is in Kentucky. This is how stupid she thinks you are.
I don't feel no ways tired. I come too far from where I started from. Nobody told me that the road would be easy. I could have listened all afternoon. That pulse that you found so faint, you have brought back to life. and the chair of all the mayors in the country, Mayor Palmer from Trenton, New Jersey.
And you know what? It works. It works, folks. It's fake. It's staged. It's not real. Let's go ahead and talk to Scott in Colorado. Scott, you're on the air.
Hey, Alex.
Hello, sir.
That clip's pretty funny. But I have to disagree with you a little bit. You've been claiming that the New World Order is kind of antiquated methods of keeping up with the news today, but I think that's a pretty big mistake. You had a good guest on a couple weeks ago that talked about the five factions of the New World Order. And one, I'm wondering, why wouldn't one of these groups be involved in the 911 truth movement, especially the European Socialist or the Russian or the Chinese? And two, you've spoken many times about how you thought 911 would be exposed so that the people would say we need world government. So I'm wondering why you wouldn't think that these two factors would be playing into why so much 911 truth is coming out lately.
Well, you said why wouldn't they be involved? I mean, show evidence.
Well, it's, you know, it's just how it's become so. I 9/11 truth has become mainstream. And, you know, 5 years ago when I was telling people about this, I mean, people told me I was crazy.
But only because we forced it to go mainstream, and they're trying to spin it.
But, I mean, hadn't you spoken before how you thought 9/11 would be exposed to bring down the U.S. to bring in a world government?
Well, I've said that we have to expand it past just Bush and Cheney and explain that certain factions of the New World Order are trying to spin it into let it happen on purpose, lie hop instead of my hop, made it happen on purpose. Because I've seen the UN say that they want to give us a choice between the right wing, which it isn't really right wing, Anglo-American faction versus the European faction. But I see those two factions as really merged. They do have a few arguments. And I've said we've got to be careful about, just saying all evil emanates out of George Bush. Because George Bush is a puppet.
Yeah, because, I mean, I just see the people, you wake them up to 9/11 or Oklahoma City, but then they just can't grasp the whole global conspiracy of
People have got to do this in steps. I mean, it's scary for me, personally. I mean, almost every day I think, oh, I wish this wasn't true. I want to go on vacations. Okay. I want to just work a 40-hour work week. And because I'm not into material things that much, so I would just be happy to be comfortable. I don't want all the baubles, so I wouldn't be working this much. I mean, I don't appreciate this. I don't like this. I wish this wasn't true. So I can understand why people rationalize and tell themselves it isn't true. But it is. It is. And we got to do something about it.
Hey, my only fear is that the people will say, well, 9/11 was U.S. government, and please give me, world government to stop this from happening again. And that's kind of what I fear and kind of what I can see, especially when you take a look at this whole environmental BS that's been going on the last year especially.
Pushing which the UN called for last week, a global fossil fuels tax.
And everybody I know embraces it. It's just...
Well, here's an example. Last night I got home about 9, and I said, let's watch some TV, which we do every few weeks. So we wanted to watch, I think we watched Discovery or Animal Planet. It was a show about leopard seals. And then they cut to the krill under the ice shelf, and oh, the krill could die, the whales could die. It was just the global warming's real, and climate change is real, but the reason the Earth's warming isn't the reason that they say, and again, their solution's a fraud, so what do you do? I know, it's a layer of propaganda upon layer of propaganda.
Yeah, so I mean, I just wanted to bring that up, because I fear that that's, the people are going to welcome it once the truth is exposed, And I think that there's got to be a methodology to break that, because if it does come out, then they win. So they got to understand the whole story.
Well, that's what we try to do. That's why we cover every issue, from the Federal Reserve being private, to the IRS, to the open borders, to the left and right being controlled. That's what we do here. It comes down to basic issues of liberty versus tyranny. Which side are you on? Are you working for more liberty or more tyranny?
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Hey, Jane, how's it going?
Gosh, I'm not doing so well. Even though I'm doing everything I'm supposed to do, my blood sugar is way out of control.
Oh, Jane, I'm sorry to hear that.
I have to monitor my blood sugar again. If there was only something natural I could take that would help control my blood sugar that really works.
Have you tried Sucroblast?
For millions of Americans who can't keep their high blood sugar levels off their minds, there's Sucroblast. Sucroblast is the all-natural way to help keep your high blood sugar levels under control. For a limited time, you can get a free consultation from a Sucroblast specialist. Call 1-800-99-HEALTHY. That's 1-800-99-HEALTHY. Or visit them on the web at MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com. That's MyBloodSugarBreakthrough.com.
So, Jane, what do you think?
I'm going to call Sucroblast to set up a free consultation right now.
Excellent, Jane. You'll be glad you did.
I love the new sandal styles, but before I discovered Nonex Nail Gel, I was too embarrassed about my toenails to wear them.
If your nails look dark or discolored, now there's a solution besides hiding them. It's a patented nail gel called Nonex. All-natural Nonex clears out the source of the problem, the dark or yellow material that builds up under nails called keratin debris.
Nonex Nail Gel is absolutely amazing. My toenails now look clear, and I'm not embarrassed to wear sandals anymore.
Nonex Nail Gel removes yellowing keratin debris, is podiatrist recommended, and has been clinically shown to improve nail clarity. It's also money-back guaranteed. You'll find Nonex Gel, spelled N-O-N-Y-X, in the foot care section at Rite Aid, Walgreens, Long's, Brooks, Duane Reade, and independent pharmacies nationwide, or online at drugstore.com. Nonex Nail Gel, for clearer nails and feet that look great in sandals.
The future of our world is very uncertain. Hurricanes, floods, tornadoes, earthquakes, and acts of terrorism are a fact of life. Natural or man-made disasters can strike at any time. You and your family should be prepared for the inevitable disaster with an ample stock of food, water, shelter, and supplies. FortSamSurplus.com offers a full line of disaster and emergency preparedness kits and MRE-type prepared foods. FortSamSurplus.com also offers a full line of survival, tactical, and camping gear, including genuine current military issue TA-50 field gear at great prices. With 30-plus years of experience, FortSamSurplus.com has the knowledge and buying power to help you prepare for the inevitable disaster at the best possible price. The future belongs to those prepared. Do not rely on help from your government during an emergency. Get prepared now. Visit FortSamSurplus.com today.
Don't worry. This show is documented. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
I fell into a burning ring of fire. I went down, 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 and the flames.
Think about what a big deal it is and how we just kind of glaze over it here. We shouldn't. That Danny Colson, the former deputy FBI director, has gone public saying that there's a cover-up of what really happened on Oklahoma City and there should be a new government investigation. He probably means whitewash, and that Andres Spossmeyer was working for a government. Amazing. Let's go back to your calls. Let's talk to James in Canada, then Waldo, Paul, David, and others. Go ahead, James.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for having me on your show.
Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Well, I've been listening for the last couple of years, and I've noticed you've got a lot of people that accept what's going on, don't accept what's going on, know what's going on. But there's also a lot of people north of the border that listen to you, too, and they have we have a pretty good idea, or at least some of us have a pretty good idea of what's going on. One of it being that Homeland Security, I guess in a way kind of getting away from your subject, but Homeland Security does know what everybody's doing down there. Back in 2004, I had the opportunity of going down into the States, and somewhere in Idaho, pulled over at a rest stop and noticed a man installing cameras on the interstate. And when I asked him, approached him and asked him what they were for, he said they can see both ways up and down the interstate, about 50 miles each way. And that goes on to a lot of people will accept it. You know, it's to look out for things that are going to happen. But what they don't know is that it's not only on the interstates, it's on the secondaries and everywhere else. And you bring that along with HARP and what's going on in certain areas of the country, It seems that your government is literally trying to drive people nuts so that they don't know what's going on.
Well, I agree with you, and I remember 7-8 years ago reading about cameras in rest stop bathrooms in Michigan, Associated Press, cameras in school bathrooms. I mean, that's not freedom. That's totally Orwellian. And I remember reading, I don't know, 7-8 years ago about Indiana and now every other state, but it started in the first place I saw it was in Indiana with cameras that scan everybody's license plates, and now every day there's an article about this town put in cameras that read everyone's license plates and runs your plates as you come through town. You know, it sounds good to stop the bank robbers, to stop the child kidnappers, to stop the runaway, you know, hit-and-run drivers. But they don't use it for that. It isn't meant for that. It's a Pentagon-designed, they've admitted it, system to control the population. And the criminals are running the government. I'm not saying everybody in government's criminal, but I'm saying the government itself has a criminal intent.
Well, with what's happening down there and with the leader that we have, Mr. Stephen Harper here in power here, who seems to have his head so far up backside, George Bush's backside, is that same things that are happening down there are now beginning to be instituted up here. One of the biggest things that I myself am First Nation, what you would call Native American, I like to go out and gather roots and herbs and that for homeopathic medicines. Well, now, because of an American directive and the American pharmaceutical companies, they're trying to make it illegal for me to go and do that.
Oh, yeah, that was actually in the SPP documents that came out last year, and then two Fridays ago when they met in Canada for the second meeting of the SPP, and this one was public, it was unify the vitamin laws, restrict vitamins, restrict herbs. Yeah, it's just total control.
Well, that was the same time the Bilderberg Group was meeting up here in Canada, just north of Ottawa. Yeah, I remember that.
Well, they met in June, and then in September they had a meeting in Western Canada, and then they just had another meeting up in, Toronto?
Yep.
two Fridays ago. Oh, no, Ottawa, excuse me. Listen, I appreciate your call, sir. Good to hear from you from Canada. Let's go ahead and take a call from Waldo in Boston. You're on the air.
Hey, what's happening, Alex?
Doing a worldwide radio show.
That's awesome. Hey, we were with the guys who gave you the aspirin down in New York on the way to City Hall on 9/11.
Oh, yes, yes.
Indeed. Hey, I'm looking at this news article. Terrorist hacks will make Giuliani president. That's just ridiculous. I think that we need to definitely go out and truth squad Giuliani. I was wondering...
Well, listen, I really want to hear what you have to say, but what is that in the background?
Oh, is this some music? Here, I'll turn it off.
Fantastic, because I was having trouble following you. Yeah, we covered that in the first hour. Big Republican aide told Newsmax that terrorist act will make Giuliani president. Another example, see, they understand terrorism helps them. Then you look at who's behind the terror, and surprise, surprise, it's exactly who it helps.
I was wondering what sort of questions you might have to confront Giuliani with.
I don't know. It sounds like it sounds like you're a pretty smart guy, and that you probably have some of your own good questions. But I would ask him why he was out of the building the day before, why they began moving the FEMA command center out of Building 7 the night before for Tripod 2, and who told him to get out of the building that day at about 9:30 a.m. telling him that it was going to come down, because he did testify to that before the 9/11 Whitewash Commission.
Plus, he defunded the radios for the fire department.
Look, bottom line, Giuliani, at the bare minimum, knows what happened on 9/11 and is helping cover it up.
Excellent. He needs to be confronted.
Well, what questions do you think are good to ask him?
I was going to ask him how he knew that the towers were going to collapse before they did, when no other steel frame skyscraper had ever collapsed before. Or, ask him about how he just wouldn't help the firemen. The radios were down. Did you see that whole thing on the whole bonus on improbable collapse there? How it was radio silence?
Yes, I'm aware of the story. I didn't see that.
Yeah, it talks about how the radios that the fire department used were crappy and they needed to be replaced. and they didn't.
Well, also,
only three cops died in the towers, but the fire department didn't hear the commands to leave.
I thought it was more than three.
I'm not sure.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate your call. Let's go ahead and take another call. Who's up next here in order? Paul in London, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Good afternoon, Alex. I just wanted to let you know that there was a Channel 4 documentary this week, Thursday, 9 o'clock GMT. It's a 1.5-hour program. It's called The Great Global Warming Swindle.
Yeah, I saw the synopsis of it yesterday. How was the program?
Well, it's not on, as I say, it's on this Thursday. But it's 1.5 hours long, so I imagine they're going to go into some detail. I've got a question for you. I'm wondering about the reopening of the Oklahoma bombing. Could that be an attempt to create a firebreak?
By a firebreak, you mean how firefighters will kind of burn their own little fires to then destroy the fuel for when the main mass gets there?
Yeah. Trying to raise the issue, but controlling it by raising it themselves as opposed to waiting for someone else to actually get to the nitty-gritty.
I think that's why Danny Colson is doing what he's doing. I mean, Danny Colson was involved in the same FBI unit as Larry Potts, named in sealed affidavits as being the mastermind of the Oklahoma City bombing. And now you have Danny Colson, who lied and said he was in Dallas when the building got bombed, but it turns out he was in Oklahoma. We have the receipts, and now the media has tried to spin that. And that, yeah, he could be going public now in an attempt to then try to pose as a good guy and control any new investigation. But I think, you know, this thing happened so many years ago, almost 12 years ago now, 11-plus years ago, that I would think that they would just want to leave sleeping dogs lie. I mean, it shows that we're pushing it out into the open that now you see talk of this by people like Danny Colson. What do you think?
As you said, it could go either way. I'd like to think it is actually a realistic reopening of the Oklahoma bombing.
Well, I would like to think that, too. But we have to wait and see. I mean, that's another thing. We know a lot of what's happened in society, and I'm able to give you strong, straight answers on many subjects that have already happened. Because once something happens and then we have time to see it develop out and follow it, then we can give you really good answers. But I think Danny Colson is somehow involved. We don't know how much he's involved. We know that Larry Potts has been named as being involved, and I think that's credible, but we still have to vet that further. But bottom line, we know there were bombs inside the building. We know the BATF was involved. We know there was a cover-up. We know they killed people who tried to expose it. And we know the government had the motive for the attacks. And we know the government's been involved in an ongoing cover-up. So we know who the main perpetrators are, specifically who did what. That would come out in some type of investigation.
Yeah.
Good to hear from you, my friend. I appreciate the call. Let's go ahead now and go to David in Pennsylvania. You're on the air.
Yes, sir. I happened by just chance back in the Oklahoma City. I actually lived out in that general area, Edmond, suburb of Oklahoma City, back in 1995 when that happened. And I did a lot of delivery for restaurants and stuff, and I had been on that same street the building was on, and just from personal experience, there's no way that bomb blew from that truck and hit that building and didn't damage the one across the street any worse than it did. But what I saw was, on Saturday evening, after the Oklahoma City bombing was on that Wednesday, I happened to come home. I was out playing pool with some friends, and about 1 o'clock in the morning on Channel 9 News, I don't have a copy of it, but 1 o'clock in the morning on Channel 9 News, the news anchor, Mitch Jelnicker was his name, he said, we have reports, or he said this is a news break, we have evidence that a Secret Service agent that was going to turn over information in relationship to Clinton was transferred to Oklahoma City and died in the bombing. Well, that's pretty much the gist of what he said. And this was, like I said, at 1 a.m., they were running 24-hour news feed the whole time for that first week, if I remember correctly. And I never saw another word about it. at all.
No, I know about that. And then the media would listen to your story and say, oh, that's just another theory why they did it. No, that's not what we're saying. You know, because we point out that there was $7 million of insurance money paid out to Larry Silverstein, the owner of the World Trade Center complexes. We're not saying that's why they did it. They do it for a whole bunch of reasons and then always line their pockets along the way. And so that's what we're saying. And, yes, it is true that a Secret Service agent got transferred there who'd been one of the people that was going to blow the whistle. Two other because people that are with a governor then go up normally. A lot of them get brought up to the federal level. Two state police officers that had then been graduated up into the Secret Service had then been transferred into BATF, and they're the two guys that get shot. One of them's climbing into the window, and you see the footage of then all these. You see the other BATF guy lean in. He's clearly shooting. And then you see bullets come back out, and he gets shot, and it's the BATF guy shooting back at him. And another one got killed there that day that had worked for Clinton. And so they'll make sure the building they bomb has a bunch of records they want destroyed. And they'll make sure people they want dead have got jobs there. It's kind of like John O'Neill, the deputy FBI director over terrorism, giving an interview a month after he quit. The FBI saying the government's going to allow bin Laden to attack the towers so they can go into Afghanistan. I mean, John O'Neill gave that interview to several newspapers and to French television. I have the articles. And then guess what? They came to him with an offer he couldn't refuse and said, we'll give you over $1 million a year to be the head of security, the new head of security for the World Trade Center complex. And then guess what his first day at work was?
That was out there in the building.
Yes, he died there in the attack, and so that's how the globalists revel in killing like 15 birds with one stone. They love doing things that help them across the board, and I do appreciate your call. I want to briefly, David, go over what you just stated concerning the ammonium nitrate fertilizer Ryder truck bomb. And let's just look at that here briefly. You have a truck that if the entire truck was plastic explosive, they have basic mathematical calculations that show them, that's demolition experts do, will it have the power to shear off and cut columns or push columns over? Number one, General Benton K. Parton and other weapons experts, and he was the former head of Air Force Weapons Development. He has like three engineering degrees. He was the guy that would vet and authorize a new weapon system. He just retired a couple years before Oklahoma City. And a solid truck of pure high-grade plastic military-grade explosive wouldn't even push columns over. Okay, if it would have been big enough, and Parton said about three times the size it was because of the distances, it would have just pushed columns over. They would have fallen over. They would have broken off. But no, this Ryder truck explodes. It leaves a 1 foot deep crater about 10 feet around. The media says it's a 30-foot crater that's 10-plus feet deep. Impossible. We have the video of it. It's a pile of rubble there blown out in the street. In fact, we just go with the alternative story that's conservative of a 10-foot around 1-foot crater. That's what Parton says. I've got video of where the Ryder truck was. It's a pile. It looks like it's a 5-foot pile of rubble. So I don't even see a crater, but let's just say there was a crater. It wasn't big enough. And then you've got pieces of the rubble blown across the street on top of buildings. And the point the caller made is really key. The Ryder truck was only about 15 feet closer to the Murrah building than it was to buildings on the other side of the street. And they just had their windows blown out. And pieces of rubble blown across the street on top of the structures. So you got this Ryder truck blows up, and it blows out all these columns, with neat little blast points. That's another thing. They're all sheared off at a 45-degree angle with blast points. And Parton, in his presentation, shows those, shows the columns, shows photographic and video evidence of it. And they're all blown off at the same level, all clearly controlled demolition. And pillars at the back of the building, further away, are perfectly blown off. And then the pillars right up next to the Ryder truck aren't even pushed over. It just blew the facade off. I mean, they've had bombings in Saudi Arabia that are real terror attacks where you've got a huge 18-wheeler filled with plastic explosives that they park literally up against apartment buildings, and all it does is blow the facades off. I mean, they tried to blow up the Intel building two Sundays ago here in Austin with over a month of controlled demolition preparation, and the thing didn't even collapse. It failed. One out of ten do fail. It's not easy. We'll be right back. Continue with your phone calls. Aaron Russo coming up. A ton of news in the third hour.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, the White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
For years, you've been hearing about Herbal Healer Academy and how it's remained the leader in effective, alternative, and natural medicine and education. But how can they continue to hold that title for years on end? The answer is high quality and huge selection. Just visit herbalhealer.com and shop online or request a free catalog. You're bound to find the alternative you're looking for. Did you know that Herbal Healer carries the latest, safest, and effective weight loss products? You can also count on Herbal Healer for the largest selection of safe and natural supplements just for children. And don't forget your pets. Herbal Healer even has natural mineral supplements for all your animals, including horses, cows, and birds. Take a peek at their online calendar, and you're sure to find everything you need and maybe something you didn't realize you needed. Visit HerbalHealer.com, and don't forget to sign up for the free Herbal Healer newsletter. HerbalHealer.com, working with the power of nature.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation. It's Alex Jones, only on the GCN Radio Network.
All right, I promised open phones, and the phones are wide open. Let's go to Charles in Louisiana. Charles, good to hear from you, my friend. You're on the air.
How you doing, Mr. Jones?
I'm doing pretty darn good.
Mr. Jones, I'm really getting upset with this Hillary deal. Hillary Clinton. Look, we had 8 years of George Bush Sr., 8 years of Clinton, 8 years of Bush Jr. Now we're going to have another 8 years of Miss Clinton. What's wrong with these people? Can't they understand what's going on just by that?
Well, let's be clear. We had 12 years of Bush Sr., and then we had 8 years of Clinton, and now we're going to have 8 years of Bush. And for those that are going, what do you mean 12 years? He was only in for one term. George Herbert Walker Bush was the real president from 81 after they shot Reagan on. So he was there for 12 years, then 8 years, that's 20. And then you add eight more, 28 years of the same cabal. They're all in bed together. We've proven that. Rupert Murdoch's behind Hillary. This is disgusting.
Well, Mr. Jones, when I understand you was on Coast to Coast, I didn't hear it about the chemtrails, what they're spraying us with. You took that up. Shouldn't people be outraged that they're spraying us with poisons? Even if people listen to this radio, I wish they would use the radio for motivation to fight this. Don't use it for entertainment. Buy your tapes, put them out there, get to everybody we can. I think people have just got to the point where they listen to the radio and they use it for entertainment or to pass the time away. This is a fight for our freedom, for our country. People need.
Well, let's say chemtrails aren't real, which they are real. Something's happening. It's going on. The government admits thousands and thousands of cases where chemicals, biologicals, and radiologicals have been sprayed on U.S. populations. Now, that enough? I mean, how many crimes does this government have to commit before people stop trusting them?
Well, Mr. Jones, I think people don't trust them. I think the problem is they don't take the knowledge that we put out, and I'm saying me too, and take it forward. They look at it, they judge it, oh, yeah, I know what's going on, but we need every able-bodied man to at least put out the broadcast or the show. We need to at least do that.
It would be nice if every listener would subscribe to the podcast for free up on Infowars.com, burn it to CDs, burn at least two or three copies every day, it wouldn't take long, and give them to people and aggressively do it at bus stops, at church, at work. And people are doing that, but not fast enough. And Charles, it's good hearing from you, my friend. I appreciate your call. Since Charles brings that up, Charles has given out like 6,000 copies of my films and other films. And we were coming into this last segment, and I went, you know, I haven't plugged my videos yet. That's 2 hours of show I've done, but I just said, I'm not going to do it. I just don't even care. I mean, I made the films. They're there. If you want them, get them. I'm so focused on covering news that I just don't even spend time promoting my own operation that funds us, and I need to do that. I've made 15 films. They're excellent. I carry a bunch of other great videos like Aaron Russo's America Freedom to Fascism, Loose Change Second Edition, and the 9/11 demolitions. It's all there on Infowars.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We got little FM transmitters to plug into your computer or radio. We got 9/11 Inside Job baseball caps. We got T-shirts. We got wristbands. It's all about getting the info out. And, yeah, we could use your support and do a lot more around here. You know, I've gotten to the point where I don't even really plug things. I don't even track down advertisers. I don't even try that hard to make money because I'm so busy fighting the globalists. Then I look in our treasury and I go, my gosh, we need more capital to fight these people. And if it makes it easy on you, just you want to donate to us, call up and buy the Everything Special or buy 15 videos or buy 10. That's how I'd like you to donate to us. And then you know you're getting something that'll fight the New World Order tools you can use. And if you want to donate straight out to us, just go ahead. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com. Or call 877-300-7645.